I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Oh, God, it's a quiet one today, isn't it? You know, in the afternoon, usually we have at least, you know, five of the locals in. It's just me on my own. I don't know why I'm talking to myself. I'm just trying to keep positive. You know, the pub trade is going downhill. It's all about going to your local Threshers, buying bottles of whiskey and just, you know, sitting down in front of Antiques Roadshow or whatever and getting drunk at home. Business is really has slipped. People's drinking etiquette has definitely slumped in a big, big way. Now I want to
Hello,
drink.
Hello, David.
Oh, Brian, thank God.
How are you?
I'm not bad. Well, I'm doing well, but...
That's a nice vest.
Thank you. It's knitted by me. I downloaded the actual knitting pattern and it took me a while to do it.
A woolen vest.
It is. It's an itchy vest. But it's got a unique look with fabrics you wouldn't usually use for a vest.
Can I have a Pepsi, please?
Not a problem. Would you like a Pepsi Max, sugar-free, or a classic Pepsi?
I just said, can I have a Pepsi?
I'll go for the classic Pepsi. Here we go. Would you like some ice cubes in that?
Yes, please.
And a little bit of lemon dizzle in there?
No.
Okay, so just ice cubes, classic Pepsi. There we go. Filling it all up. And do you know what? I'm going to bloody join you. I'm going to have one too. Two men drinking Pepsi. Like we're American GIs in the war.
Thank you.
There you go, on the side for you there.
Now, the reason I came in here, David, is because I wanted to talk... You know you've become a part-time gardener?
Yes, I do. Well aware. Well aware of that career movement.
How many gardens are you looking after at the moment?
I am looking after five gardens. There's one where... It's not really a garden. It's all concrete.
Right.
But it's just hanging plants that I'm arranging and spraying
hanging
water
plants.
On. So it's about... Yeah, hanging plants. So it's about 5.5 because there's no actual grass to deal with or lawn. It's just a hanging, you know, shrubbery ornaments that I spray with the usual spray you put on your hair.
Now, the reason I brought that up is because I want to know how it's going for you, because obviously you're aware you're having it off with three married women.
The thing is, though, with that, gossip carries very quickly around Green Hope the Village. Yes, it's true. That gossip so happens to be true. But the thing is...
And their names are.
Babs is number one.
No, sure. I don't want to know their. I want to know their miss. I want to know their surnames. Mrs.
Gloucester, Miss Surrender, and
fuck off. Sorry. Can we cut there? What do you mean, Miss Surrender?
I thought that was two on the nose.
Okay, let's
you're
go
quite
back
right.
In.
I need to redo
and
that.
Action.
Two on the nose.
What are their names, please?
Miss Gillard.
Yeah.
Gillard,
no, they're married. Cut.
Oh, they're all going to be married. If they're not married, there's no drama.
Let's go again. Action.
Sorry.
What are their names?
So I start from number one.
Yes.
Miss Glasgow.
They're married.
Oh my God! Sorry. If they're not married, there's no drama. Right, they need to be married. Needs to be adultery. Sorry. Mrs. Gloucher.
Hang on. What are their names?
Mrs. Gloucher.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Wilcox. Oh, that's a famous person, isn't it? Can we do that again? That's a surname, but I think I'm completely confused, but I think I've taken someone's surname that actually exists there. I don't want to be tarnished by my adultery.
Why is that a famous person? What, Toya Wilcox? Who cares?
Toya Wilcox. It doesn't matter, does it? I can go with that.
Right, let's go back to the radio drama we're making. David? What are the three women called you're having it off with?
Mrs. Gloucher, Mrs. Elester, and Mrs. Frew, with an F, not a T. They're all married. They're Mrs.
With an F, not a T?
Yeah, so it's Frew, like fruits, not through, as in you can look through like a window. They're not transparent.
Right, so... You've been having... See, David, oh, hello, Frank.
Hey, oh, God, it's Frank. I don't like him. But well...
How you doing, boy?
Yeah, not too bad.
Frank, I'm not bad at all. Would you like a drink?
Yeah, I'm the usual, please, David.
Yeah, so your usual... I remember that's a whiskey, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a little...
Who's been sitting in my seat?
Who's been sitting in his seat, David?
It may have been me when I was reading the newspaper this morning and I first opened up. I was flicking...
Oh, that's all right, then. That's all right, then. We got to have some Christmas?
What did you say?
That's some crisps.
Crisps, absolutely.
Crisps, David.
Sorry, Brian, you are quite right. I have what's-its, I have frazzles, and I have squares.
I'll have squares, please. Thanks.
Good choice. He knows his crisps.
How's the gardening going, David?
Sort of saying that of a laugh, Frank. I don't know. There's a lot of gossip going around Green Village that I've become an adulterous. Green Village, Green Hope.
You've become a what?
I've become an adulterous.
An adulterous?
What is the word when you adultery? I've become a full-time adultery giver to married women.
All right.
There is a word...
Squares, David. Pass us the squares.
There you go. Get your munchers around that. Your biting canine identity.
Yeah, how's the gardening? Answer him.
Okay, let's put married women aside. Let's just focus on the landscape architecture.
David,
it's going well.
David, Frank doesn't know about the fact you're having sex with three women.
Okay. What are you two whispering about?
Nothing, Frank. Nothing.
Nothing, Frank. Get back your squares.
How's the gardening going, David?
Fine. Tell you the absolute truth. I'm not built physically for gardening. I get about half an hour in and it's exhausting.
You're going to ask me how I am?
You going to ask him how he is or not? He's just had a heart attack, David. Are you not going to ask him how he is?
Absolutely. Put my gardening aside. How are you? How's your heart? How's your health? How's your life? How are you psychologically?
Not too good as it goes, but thank you for...
Why didn't you just ask him? You knew he's been in hospital for the last week. He comes into the pub, you totally ignore him, you start banging on about your gardening.
I think the whole...
I don't want to start a problem with you. I don't want to start a problem with you, boy.
No, Frank, you're not starting any problem at all. Honestly, it was rude. There's a lot of gossip hanging around me in Green Hope, the village, and it's made me quite... It's consuming me, and it's made me quite self-indulgent. Frank, how are you...
Oh, hello, Mrs. Frew.
Oh, God. Right, here we go.
Hello. Hello, David.
Hello. How are you, Mrs. Frew? Are you well?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Mrs. Frew.
Brian and Brian.
Hello, Mrs. Frew.
Everyone knows each other, which is good. Would you like a drink, Mrs. Frew? A lemonade, perhaps, with some Frew. Lemon parts on the top?
It's Mrs. Frew, with an F, not a
with
T.
With an F, Frew, not T. You're quite right, Frew. Would you like a lemonade?
You told me it was with an F, David.
Oh, yes, it is with an F. Mrs. Frew, it is with an F, isn't it? It's not a T.
But you just called her Mrs. Frew.
Oh, God, sorry. Mrs. Frew, with an F, with a F at the beginning. You're quite right. Mrs. Frew, with an F, would you like some lemonade with a bit of lemon or part?
Yes, please, David. Yes, please, David.
Your wishes are my command, as always.
Are you still coming around this afternoon to tidy up my hydrangeas?
I'm actually looking into giving up gardening now. I think it's just a bit more complex than I originally thought. There's more to it than just getting a book out of the library.
Do you want us to leave, Dad? Do you want me and Frank to leave?
No, absolutely not. I think we'll
we can leave if you want. Why do you want us to leave?
No, I wouldn't. You carry on eating your squares. You stay where you are. This is very much a communal environment as a pub, and we don't need anything. I'm thinking of giving up gardening, Mrs. Frew.
Oh.
Okay. This and the pub.
Do you know what? You can leave my drink. I'm going.
Oh, bye. Don't take it personally. Mrs. Frew, don't take
no,
it personally.
No. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, blimey. Bloody hell. Scene 2, exterior telephone box. David rings up Mrs. Frew to apologise regarding his behaviour in the pub.
Hello, is Mrs. Frew there? Oh, you're speaking. Sorry, Mrs. Frew. I just felt as though we ended things in quite a poor way back at the pub. I just feel as though our relationship has become a lot more complex than gardener and a female owner of the house. I just think it's got way too biological and intense. Many times I said to you, stop. I actually shouted stop quite a few times, but you wouldn't. And, I'm just a man. And, once things are revved up in that direction, I can't stop. But I really was pleading you to stop.
Are you going to allow me to talk?
Yes, I would. Yeah, please do. Express yourself.
Do you not want me anymore?
No, it's nothing personal at all. But you're married. You've got 3 kids. Your oldest kid...
But it's you I want, David.
You say that now, and a lot of women...
I don't want Roger. I'm bored of Roger. I want you.
The thing is, though, we've got to think about Roger's feelings.
I don't like my children. I want you.
I don't think you do, though, because there's 2 other women in the neighbourhood, and they're saying the same things, and I think you're just projecting your sexual desires onto me, and I find them too heavy to be projected on.
I think your money's running out. I think you need to put more money in.
Yeah, okay. I've got quite a few 50 pences here. There we go. Let's put 2 in.
I think you need to put more in.
Okay, well, I'll put 2 more 50p's in, but after that, it's going to become quite expensive, and what I need to say is quite basic. But there you go.
How about if we meet in the balls field and talk about this, just you and I privately?
That, money-wise, that would make a lot more sense, and also, it'll be a lot more private. Let's meet up in the balls field and let's try and amicably bring this relationship to an end, but in a nice way.
Okay, I'll meet you in the balls field at 2:30.
Thank you, Mrs. Frew. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Scene 3. Exterior Ballsfield. Afternoon.
David?
Hello, Mrs. Through. Through. I can use the tea. Mrs. Through, please. Thank you for coming to meet me at the Ballsfield.
David, I'm in the other field.
Oh, that's okay. I can... Oh, there you are. Sorry, you're behind me. if you just help me over the fence. There we go.
I need to come into your field.
You're quite right. Let me help you over. Let me get over the fence, then get back over the fence, and then we'll help you over the fence. Why do they call it the ball field? Is it because of male cows live here?
Yeah.
Right.
Could you help me over the stile?
More than happy. There you go. You've got lovely hands. You obviously moisturise, which is a good thing. And, if you weren't married with 3 burly blokes as your children, I would be having a wonderful romance with you right now in the ball field, but... There's just too much at stake. There really is. I mean, I don't want to hurt Roger's feelings. He comes to the pub
Stop
regularly.
Stop squeezing my hand.
Sorry, let it go. I don't want to bruise you. I think I've already bruised your heart.
Are you telling me you don't want to be with me anymore?
I am saying that. You're a beautiful woman and you make the jungle drum in my chest, my heart beat at a ferocious rate. But I think looking in the long run, it's going to be a catastrophe. Roger's going to physically do GBH on me. You've got three men living at home that are your sons, but they're all in their 20s and they're, you know, they go to the gym or they at least do, you know, workouts and watch YouTube.
David, they mustn't know about us.
Bloody right they can't know about us. They
don't
ripped
swear,
me into
please.
The... Sorry, absolutely, there's no need for that, but...
Please don't swear,
David. Oh, don't cry, Mrs. Frew, please. You'll attract the bulls. Please.
There is a bull over there, look.
Yeah, don't make eye contact, and if it does look our way, just be like a statue. Or whatever.
What's happening here?
Mrs. Gloucher, lovely to bump into you. We're just perusing the ball fields.
Who are
it's
you?
It's mating season.
I'm Mrs. Frew. Who is this?
Mrs. Gloucher, don't be shocked. Mrs. Frew,
it's Gloucher. It's Gloucher. Who are you? I'm Mrs. Gloucher. Who is this?
This is a customer. This is a gardening customer. I regularly
focus
mow
on
her
the
lawn.
Scene, David. That's
yeah,
Mrs.
Yeah,
Frew, and I'm playing Mrs. Gloucher as well. Okay? Now focus
yeah,
on the
absolutely.
Scene.
Who is this? It's Mrs. Frew. Who are you? I'm Mrs. Gloucher. What's happening, David? Are you seeing her behind my back?
I am not seeing anyone behind your back. This is a client who I'm also gardening for, and we're discussing her flower arrangements for the upcoming spring.
But that's,
nothing
that's
sexual.
That's a lie, David. We have been seeing one another. That's a lie. Are you lying,
well,
David?
I'm not... Can I just say, Mrs. Frew, for God's
well,
sake, she's got a big...
what's going on here, then?
Right, let's be clear on,
who
right?
Who are you? I'm Mrs. Eliester.
Eliester? God, third person. Listen, all of you together.
Who are you?
You?
I'm Mrs. Frew. I'm Mrs. Gloucher.
And I'm Dave Edwards. The thing is...
What's happening here, David?
All three of you need to get together in a room and have group therapy. You've got marriage issues, and I've been sucked into your middle-aged
How
crisis.
How dare you? Have you been seeing David? Yes, I have, Mrs. Frew. Have you been seeing David? Yes, I have, Mrs. Eliester.
Listen, in actual fact, you're not seeing anyone. It was semi-assault what took place in your garden, kitchen and front lawn.
Okay, David, the bull is cut. Right, the bull's going to come into the field and it's going to start charging for you. So you need to run off and leave the three women in the field, okay? So, and action.
God.
Oh, my God, is it
oh
bull?
God, the,
Mrs. Frew?
The bull. Every man for himself. Over the fence. Quickly, quickly. Just keep... Oh, my God, Mrs. Frew's down. Don't go back for the bull's going to get us. Over the fence, over. Dear God, come on, ladies, run. Take off your stilettos. Get into a sprint. Big lead for Christy, please. What do you think, Brian? Think that's got potential? Do you think we could go somewhere with that? Nice cliffhanger. You know, I'd want to tune in next week to see if the women survive the ball.
Well, it's not for us to say, David. That is episode one as it is. They either take it or they leave. We know if it's good, if they want to listen to it. If the viewers build, then we know we've got something on our hands, David. Are you questioning my direction?
Not at all. I am in your skillful hands, being moulded however you choose. Like Patrick Swayze in Ghost, you know, you are the potter, I'm the clay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.